Hello, this is Andy for Here Now TV, also known as Jetzt TV. Today I'm gonna interview Gerhard Strauss, aka Ho, who is known for his darshans and spreading the message of Advaita. Welcome, Ho. Nice to have you here.
Hello, Andy. Fine to be here.
My first question is, can you tell me in your own words what Advaita actually means?
Resting in complete resonance to the unknown, resting in peace just as is with all feelings, all thought forms, all energy forms, just in the midst. No movement, and everything moves through me. And from there it is possible that the switch happens, the switch to know your real nature.
Okay, what do you mean with your real nature?
When you're in a state of non-duality for one moment, and the expression of that is the possibility that the energy system gets tuned like an instrument, the energy system of expression, of feeling, of being, and something stops, and then you see that it is moving. It's just seeing movement and feel the energy forms flow, and there's a recognition if it goes deeper and deeper, and suddenly there is the switch. So I say non-duality 100% is completely here. There's no separation, but the recognition is a moment when it cannot be told with words, because there's nothing more, but there's very much deeper, but nothing more. It's pure non-duality, but it's realized, transcended non-duality.
When I read your name, it says Ho Gerhard Strauss. What does the Ho mean in your name? Does it have any meaning?
It happened that the word came up in me, and the H, you can look what it means to you, but perhaps the O is to dive through the O. So you can tell yourself any story about it. But it's never dead. It cannot be told, but it sounds as it sounds, and it was taken by life as a name.
Oh. Okay.
Happens. Doesn't mean anything.
Happens spontaneously.
It means everything, and doesn't mean anything, so you can choose.
Okay, because some spiritual names sometimes they have meanings like the sea and the ocean or something like that. So,
but okay. When you look in different scriptures of the East, you can find it everywhere, many places and many spiritual scriptures. So it was when it was found, when it opened up, there was a resonance to all of this, and so it was used by life.
Some give satsangs. Your meetings are called darshans. I just wonder, is there any difference between a satsang and a darshan?
No, it's the same. It's just an expression of it, expression of life, expression of the innermost.
Is the expression of the satsang different than the darshan?
No.
Okay. So it's more or less another name,
just another word, like Ho.
Okay, I was wondering. Okay. I read you help people to transform their suffering. How do you do that, and what do you transform it to?
I do not transform anything. I just rest inside. And without doing anything as a teacher to a student or somebody who has to learn, nobody has to learn. There's no preacher, no teacher, like Papaji said. Just resting in the midst of it and expressing it, there's the resonance, so learning happens, whatever life has to teach. I do not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, there would be an ego that thinks that I am a teacher and there is a student, but there's no student and no teacher.
Okay.
And there's the open space that life can really learn what is to learn, and there's not the protection of the teacher ego.
Okay. So, okay, yes.
Just being Ramana Maharshi was so wonderful example of just being life, being truth, without even projecting any thought forms or energy forms, like the lilies on the flowers who grow up from the inside, only from the inside. It spreads outwards.
Hmm.
Only one direction, and then it can connect with everything in love, feeling and touching and moving. And
is there anything wrong with projecting?
There's no wrong and no right in silence.
Is there anything wrong with not being in silence, apparently?
There's nothing wrong with not being in silence.
But what? But not being in silence? But not being in silence. Okay.
It
because
happens.
Sometimes it sounds like this is the ultimate goal. You have to be in silence and to see your true nature. And every human who doesn't succeed has failed in life.
No, you wouldn't
agree.
No, it's a natural process. The apple ripes on the tree. And the fruit ripes on the tree, and it can be in non-duality, being the apple completely. And then suddenly something can happen that the apple falls down.
Mm-hmm.
Something, and then there's the recognition, and you cannot make the recognition.
Yeah.
Because the interest will grow and grow, and then you have to go through the fire. Because life wants you to go through the fire, and you cannot do anything against it, and you cannot force it. Yeah. Let everything go and let it happen.
Yeah, so like, if it is bound to happen, you cannot do anything against it or for it. It just happens.
Because the interest will grow. It will grow from the outside, the ripening of the fruit.
Huh.
And it gets stronger and stronger, and the Shakti and so on. And it has to fly in the center of it and to implode when grace wants.
Very natural.
And the recognition.
Naturally.
And the recognition.
Like the leaf that has to fall down when it's time. Ah. Can you help people gain inner peace?
By just being peace. Silence in resonance with silence, so that whatever energy form is flowing, it can tune like an instrument. It's like in an orchestra. People who are free are more in the resting place and deep in the resting place. And they do not want other people to be more in the resting place. They just rest without conditioning anything. There's no condition to rest, but something will touch the inside, and the touch can open up, and the touch can tune a body-mind system.
Tune?
So that tune like an instrument. You have to tune it before you play it, so that you can really use it when you play the violin or the drums, first you have to tune it. And this is a tuning bhakti to silence.
Mm-hmm.
So that is like the bow, not too strong and not too fluttering, but the real energy. With the whole system. So the monkey also can fall. Huh? Because the whole system is in non-duality always. And there's a thought form that I'm this or that or not or what. Hmm? So this can fall back also in the family, which is already present in here.
What do you mean when you say the monkey?
The mind. The mind. The suffering mind with wants and needs and ideas and conditioning. That's okay because it's a process of learning. It's life. But there's the chance to open up and to that suffering loses its power. More and more.
Why do you call the mind the monkey, though? Sounds kind of like being very rude to the poor mind.
It's very useful to read plans, to use a computer, to make scientific research and so on. But want and need, like the Buddha said, is the cause of suffering. Because there seems to be a separation. The mind that believes there's a separation because it wants something that is not here now. There's no separation, really, in simple non-duality. But it seems for the mind in identification that if the mind is silent for one moment in non-duality, there can be seen that there's no separation, never been any separation. And then the space is open. And in the right moment, it will implode in itself in a moment of complete non-duality without any reason. Nothing to get. Nothing to attain, just.
So, it's like there's a feeling of incompleteness, and this feeling of incompleteness, like, vanishes, like, explodes or implodes or whatever. It's just, this feeling of incompleteness comes from the assumption that one is separate, and a separate entity.
It comes from the I thought, as the Maharshi said, the I thought that I'm this or that, and I have to do this and that, and so on. The tree of thought forms. And then the source of the tree of thought forms, at the root, it vanishes into where it starts. Again and again, and goes back again and again, and
I remember that I spoke to someone who was very interested in Advaita, but then he got very frightened and said, "I'm afraid that when this seeing this imploding happens, that I lose every motivation." Every motivation to do anything, and he was totally afraid of that. What would you tell to this, person? For lack of words, other words. If someone would tell you, I'm afraid, for what you tell actually makes me afraid because it seems like I don't have any motivation there and I will only sit there and smile and and look into the room and that's it. And he's kind of afraid of that. What would you say to that?
Don't be afraid. Take my hand and life plays with different kinds of finding itself in the fire. It's okay. And sometimes it has to play really wild. And the recognition is, can be deeper, much more deeper if there is a little shock before. Non-duality is very simple. Just one moment in an instant. And it's useful. It's useful because it's the free way of expressing and moving and connecting and feeling and so on. But
yeah, when I look at wider teachers, I don't have the impression they're just sitting around. They, some love to play music and stuff, and so if you would call that motivation, it's still there. It doesn't vanish. It's just you don't feel incomplete, like a loser or something.
Yeah, completely with, as life expresses, with everything. Everything can be done and it can be expressed in every way. You can look at the television, you can read a book, you can walk around, you can play football, everything as you like.
Yeah, just like it happens. Yeah. I read about body, mind, and soul on your website. What is the difference between mind and soul in your eyes or words?
I do not remember on my website that there's mind and soul. This, like Ramana told us, there's only the self, one self, and I need not make a division between the soul and the body. It's the whole energy system, and it's the, like in the Heart Sutra, the emptiness, and it seems like matter, it seems like energy, it seems like everything, thought forms and computers and bottles and glasses and feelings, all. In this moment, I wouldn't make it a decision between different kinds of that oneself. But of course you can say, okay, it seems the difference between a book and a thought form and a feeling for communication reasons as it happens, as it is used in everyday life.
Yeah.
Of course that makes sense.
Well, yeah, life expresses itself in several apparent forms. That's just natural. I guess it's just loving all this different kind of information coming from one source, being one source.
It's wonderful because everything is precious. That's when beautiful. It is still. When mind is interested in always finding something not okay, and when it's simply just as is, then it can be used, it can be really used. It can be used deeper and deeper without needing to use it. It happens completely natural. Like in the plants and in the animals, the same way. We are in paradise again because we are just natural. Nothing mystical. As a mystification, real mystical, natural, just life. With a human heart and human feelings and human, what seems to be irritation or so and so on. But it's only the weather, it's the weather of human behavior and the complexity of all these different kinds of weather, weathering.
Yeah.
Like clouds and joy and all of it.
That's a cute picture, like the human, how the expression, it's like the weather.
And the glands, the fire in letting go, being completely just. In moving of the body or without moving of the body, and whatever the body knows when to move, like all the processes in animals happen and in plants. They happen because life knows how to move and to express, and the plants and the animals do not know how. They do not know how not to. And if we lose our play of separation as one of the possible plays of life, then it's really, really, really useful without needing to be useful.
Uh-huh. Okay. What does living in truth mean to you?
Who I am has never moved, and to stay here and let the energy of the body and the feelings and acting in the world happen.
How do you know that what you are has never moved? How do you not know that this is not just some illusion, the feeling that you have never moved?
In experience, in silence.
Yeah, whatever comes up can just be a play of life to give the impression that there is never a movement.
It's always an expression of life. All the thought forms also, they are the family. There can be right thought forms or wrong thought forms.
Yeah, but also what is beyond thought can also be just an illusion. We never know.
There's no idea of beyond or here. It's just stillness in itself. And stillness in itself, there's no knowing or not knowing, and just being knowing, and being knowing is beyond knowing and not knowing.
You're sure that stillness is not also an idea?
Of course it's an idea, but we could also sit in silence and not talk about these things. And if we use words, it happens in the way from there that it is conceptualizing in this way now.
Okay,
I do not know how. I hear it conceptualizing, and that happens. And I.
So this is the whole, this is the closest way you can come with words separating stillness from the apparent movement. Like the forms are not the reality, but what the forms are is the reality.
This is the mode life uses it in communicating
the unsayable
or what cannot be spoken.
Yeah, I understand. So is this what you mean when you say on your website? Also, I had to look at it, so I centered my questions around it. But I'm sure you can resonate. In your words, you stated that one can experience God, so to speak. Yeah, just words, of course. Is that what you mean? Like experience God, experiencing oneself?
Yes, like it's the same.
Without the thoughts and stuff.
It's just happiness as the true nature of being.
Mm-hmm.
And it includes all joy and all pain. Using pain for suffering or using joy for suffering. And it goes deeper and deeper in seeing the tendencies, the vasanas of using more and more subtle parts of what happens for suffering, from joy or from pain. And there's complete freedom. It's the space of being, it's just as it is and as it happens. There's no going to anywhere.
So, with you there's less acting through many thought concepts, and more like those are more the way thought concepts and stuff like that are used are more subtle. It's not just not total.
Yes, it's not, when it is clear, the reality is clear, then it is, can be seen what happens, because you are still and present, and then it can be seen finer and finer and finer and finer. When the ego is fallen, you can see the structures of the mind finer and finer. You can tell, you can call it the ego structures, but without the ego structures are just the vasanas or the prarabdha karma, which can be seen.
I also read on your website, important, I have nothing to give to you. Everything happens by that. So, actually we kind of already talked about this, but maybe we can talk again that about the wonderful reality that it doesn't happen through you as a person to another person, but just by that.
It's
effortless.
It's nature.
Nature.
It's all nature. Nature is also the learning process with our brains and as a human beings. It's nature. Nature is managing all the processes. That's love.
That's like
the
a
nature
firework.
Of love. It's firework, yes. Firework and really in the phases of very, very heavy firework play.
Yeah. For actually being okay, it does like to play like rough, like it's not okay a lot. Like it, completeness likes to play incompleteness, it seems.
And more absorbed in the innermost, it can be seen in more and more subtle ways. And learning happens and opening up, and it is useful. You can rarely use it without needing it. You give it to the innermost, you give it to the deepest source, you give yourself, and more and find a newborn from there, through all the energy levels of the system. That's really a human being that is born.
Well, if you would meet someone who has, who's experiences, who sees everything as this, but still, even though this is clear and not only as a thought, but really seen, still there's much expression that appears kind of painful, like conditioning still happening. What would you tell to someone like that when he says, oh, it's, I don't know why, but the conditioning still arises a lot and it's really stressing me out.
Life will choose a way how it has to happen in this moment because it uses the situation. There's no one separated. So the whole system and the worried person who is much troubles and suffers is in this field of being. And silence suddenly, there's a connection. Suddenly a connection happens inside and it can be, it's not about the words, but the words are also energy forms that can be used, but it's the whole system. And most of the time, I do not know how life manages it.
Yeah.
I cannot know because
how
life decides and so the other one there's not really another one.
He also doesn't know. Be planned.
And we look what happens, and suddenly there can be some trust. It's not clear. It comes from where all comes from, the trust of the trust in the unknown, which cannot be. Something is felt. Something is felt inside, and suddenly there's faith without needing to believe anything. The more the beliefs fall away, the deeper the trust and the faith can come from the innermost. Suddenly, in just being together in satsang, in sitting in silence, or in sitting in silence is everything. There can be much action. There can be it can be loud, and there can be dancing, and there can be all. It's whole life. Satsang is whole life. It's not only the sitting in silence but sitting in silence in whatever happens.
It can be singing
in any
loudly.
Field of expression everywhere in all around the world. In any situation, this is satsang, being in groundless tuning in yourself as the authority of who you are. The power of not needing power.
Yeah.
Just tuned energy, Shakti, Shiva. Life, force.
It's so funny, a new Star Wars film is called The Force Awakens, but the Force is already awoken, it doesn't need to awaken. Funny. Ah, yeah, nice, yes, everything is the beloved.
But it's the recognition. Awakening the recognition of,
Yeah. Always new.
And it's always new, there's nothing.
If it wouldn't be, it could be controlled and understood.
And finer is new. But the idea that it's new can be very heavy, so that you have give up the idea of being new. Just...
What is your reaction when you see people complaining a lot? Definitely being very uncomfortable with their life and with their life situation or stuff.
It depends on the situation. Life will decide how to act or not, or to walk around, or to speak very loud, or to do not speak, or to hug the person, or to... I do not know. Life will decide in this moment, in the interaction of the energies. And that's before I have any idea how to... Ego always has ideas, but I have no idea, because I see that life knows how to move and to play the whole situation with all parts of the people who interact in the situation.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Then you don't have to have many stressful thoughts of trying to control.
Nothing to control.
Yeah,
nothing needs to be controlled.
What can you say about the human... wish to control life? Like, I see many behaviors trying to control life.
If you rest in silence and you express silence, then there can be the switch that someone doesn't understand or know, and suddenly he's astonished, and then it can happen that his energy system is tuned without the reason, and then perhaps something opens up. Because it doesn't, no one is there to want him to open up. And then it can open up in resonance. It can suddenly, it can be used, and there can be a shift in his behavior without needing to be attended by an eye, just from life itself.
How can you get rid of others, of wanting others to open up?
I cannot get rid of anything. No. I can only be myself and more and deeper in myself. And I let people more and more behavior as the behavior and much more and more and more. And they will be astonished perhaps that they cannot fall out of this love of just being unconditionally present, and then the people, they do not struggle against me, or so they can open up just naturally, because they are not advised from an I or a teacher ego that says you have to be careful, you have to be in vigilance, or you have to stop this, and suddenly it comes from inside, and the authority will do the work, not an I of a teacher I or a pupil I or something.
I bet you have an idea how stressful that is when you are like, oh, you have to open up.
You have to, yes. That's the condition. That's the ego. So let it go, and then there will be from another place, from the place we really meet, from there it can come up. Like Rumi said, the field where we meet. The field where we meet, and from the field where we meet, like the flowers, which is said in the Bible, that the flowers grow from... by God's grace and not by flowers trying to be real flowers.
So it can be helpful to be with a person or teacher who is in silence, so that the own system can silence down better, that rather than being with someone who is very ego driven.
But it could be very interesting, even if one is very much the play of the teacher. It can only be seen from the inside. Mm-hmm. From the inside, it's also the very severe one can also be a play of real, present consciousness. Who can know? No one can know. You can see it only from the inside. No? And there can be some teachers who are very loud and they are angry, but they are not really angry. This is an expression of love.
Yeah, there was.
So there's no.
I think Yuji Krishnamurti, I think, was not like.
It's also possible. There are so many ways of expression from the inside.
And still, there can be a total clearness that there's just this.
There's not a condition to be in this or that way, or not in this or that way.
Also, that means being expressed as very silent. Outwards doesn't need to be any better than being expressed as apparently being very angry outwards. It can both be perfect silence, just being expressed in whatever life wants to express.
Mm. It's not the expression itself, but it's the source where it comes from, from where it opens up.
It's not the expression itself. Is there a separation between the expression and the source?
I don't think so. Separation.
But it's
a play of words. We need time to make a sentence because it's always here and now. So we cannot say a word because it uses some seconds to say here. Even if we say here and now, it's here. It's not. It cannot be.
Yeah, but the moment the word arises, it's also here now.
So it's always.
Yeah, that's everything that is.
Life tells itself a story about not telling itself a story in this moment.
What? Life tells itself a story about not telling itself a story.
Even the Advaita language is the same play, but it's aware and it uses this play to express that which is not in the play, but it can only use the play with words to express it, which is silent, even when speaking about silence in this itself the story that nothing can be told and so on. Huh?
That's what you mean when you say it's not the expression, like the words are true, they're telling everything in a story of trueness, and you use the words to express not tunas. It's funny.
Therefore, Ramana Maharshi most of the time didn't move and didn't say a word.
Yeah.
That's very clear. That's the answer that's very clear.
Beautiful.
Enjoying being love, being together, being here, just sitting and being.
Yeah, I heard from a teacher who was talking a lot, and then in his last teaching years, he was just not talking at all. Just stopped talking. Yeah. Some people think that when you wake up to the unpersonal, that nothing personal is ever going to appear again, or it doesn't play out or something like that. So can personal love still appear as an appearance after awakening? Like, I love you, my dear.
Of course.
Even though there's no one to love and no one loving.
it's one special kind of play. There's so many. There are transpersonal plays, there are personal plays, all of that. And the experience of God, it can be very personal, it can be transpersonal, it can be, there's so many different.
Can it be both? Can it be both at the same time? Apparently personal, but also actually transpersonal?
It's always transpersonal.
The
knowing, the
it's always transpersonal.
It's always transpersonal, using a personal experience.
Yeah, as you said, there's nothing wrong and nothing right, huh? The mind has many ideas of what could be wrong, I think.
Yes, but stillness is in absorption, and the mind just happens.
Yeah.
Stillness always home, and mind and body move around and act or not, and discuss things and nature is the screen of silence.
Yeah.
In letting go all the thought forms, it can happen more and more finer and more subtle ways, and more Shakti can flow in everything from letting go deeper and deeper.
What is Shakti?
The energy. The energy force. The power of Shiva. As the
so it seems like a very spontaneous power.
The energy level. But, there's more taste in the fruit. More and more taste. It's more and more tasty.
Enjoying life more and more and deeper and deeper. Yeah, yeah.
In letting go deeper and deeper, you enjoy more and more and deeper and deeper. Yeah, that's the paradox. Yeah. It seems like a paradox, but it's letting go, and then life, what can life do if there's nothing in between? So in letting go, it can only enjoy and feel and express and be touched more and more and finer and finer. Ugh. Because there's no border needs to be brought between. It can be seen. It can be seen finer and finer, so and letting go.
Yeah, before it's a lot like, oh, I know what happens here. This is a glass, and this is, yes, it's just boring life. And everything seems so plain and boring. While it is exotic and unbelievable and a wonder, actually. Wonders are wonders even if they aren't seen. As one once said.
If you're stopped, then you can really taste it.
Mm-hmm.
In every second. in every breath, with all the senses. Letting go of the senses, the silly Bessie, the letting go of everything. Like Meister Eckhart said, to let go of God, to experience God or life or
It has a childlike wonder to it.
It has a childlike wonder. It's wonderful, more and more childlike. Not childish, but yeah. Childlike.
Oh, childish can also be fun sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, I mean, I know. Like,
programming is given to God. It can be seen, and it can be used, and it can change. It can be used in other ways. It can learn. But it doesn't need this different kinds of play, just moving in the world as being. Seeing and feeling and learning.
Yeah, just being far more interesting
to all the
questions.
Eyes of human beings.
Yeah. What do you think of meditation? Many people recommend to make it a meditation. Some others say, oh no, meditation and any practice is wrong. Because then you are an ego that wants to get somewhere. But then others said, no, there's a meditation where you just sit and don't do nothing, and then life can show itself, it can become clear by itself that everything is just this. So there are these different kinds of perspectives on meditation. What comes up when I ask you about meditation?
For some people it can be helpful when the mind is running in so many directions. So a technique can be helpful for some time, but for a real being, all meditation techniques will also be used and then flow away, and no one needs meditation, or I would say whole life in every moment. This is meditation 24 hours of the day. Satsang or meditation or life, it's the same. Non-duality, the play of life, the play of emptiness in form and color, in every moment.
I want to talk about the concept of hope. Hope is something many people rely their life on. It's like a holy thing that is advertised even in kids' cartoons as one of the most important attitudes and values in life. Sometimes even being impersonated by characters. I'm hope. And hope is important for humans. What do you think about the concept of hope?
Most of the time, hope is suffering. But it can open up, and so gradually, hope can be open space where life is really interested. What is happening now? What can be appreciated? What can be seen? What can be so it can change. This is not this or that. So hope is bad or good or so, but hope is a process of opening, and when the fixation gets opened up, then there's no conditioning that it must be in my way. And suffering can get less and less, and more oneness flowing in expression, seeing itself and feeling in compassion happening.
Yeah.
Then it's open-hearted. It's like the tiger on jump. It's dynamic. I love the one aspect of hope is the dynamic aspect. It's open. There's no future, but it's the open presence in jumping into the future from here and now as the dynamic aspect of being one with the system moving in time, space, in. It goes back to the source inside, and it expresses opening to the world in display of the world outside. But there's no inside and no outside, but like resting deeper, you can be more on jumping into life from inside and expressing what has to be.
Yeah, I think that many people
experienced and expressed.
I think that many people feel like there's something wrong with this world. There's too much crime and stuff like that. And the hope is then something that drives people through, like sometime in the future, when it will be better. If we just hold on to hope, life will finally get better. But I think it can be a wonderful thing if one is in a very dreadful situation, like being in prison or being in a KZ, and I don't know the English word now, the concentration camp. But so I can relate to hope then. But sometimes it can also be like a no to the present. This is not it.
It's very practical. It's very practical. If people do not tell stories, they can help without being helpers. So if you forget the story and be present and just tuned, you will not sit, so you can do something without doing something. That's the possibility to really act as a present human being practically without telling stories that this is so bad and it's so worrying and there's hope and no hope. Yeah. You're just practical. Yeah. Be stopped and do something.
Yeah.
By not doing with the mind, but really from the source, not to tell a story as boring it is or how dreadful or how, And then the fire can be used, the fire of life. Yeah. This, the body, this really, it really can be an expression of.
Yeah, story stop.
Life was.
Story stop and acting starts.
Use the energy, the thinking energy in just expressing it without story. Less story, more life power. The same energy. And the switch. The shift is tuning the system from the religio, from the present inner authority, moving in everyday life. Because then that can be seen that there's no separation. And this can be used.
What do you mean when you say there's no separation? That's maybe the last question that I ask. Oh.
I have no idea, and it's just as It's naturally focused in itself without telling a story that it is naturally focused.
Okay.
In itself.
It's just what it is.
It's just practical.
It's just what it is.
It's oneness, but it's so, this word has been used so many times. So
yeah.
I don't want to say that I'm it or oneness or blah, 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 but just
being it.
The essence of moving in the world and structuring the world from the flow of nature, as the flow of nature.
Well, if that isn't a wonderful last sentence to round this apparent interview up. Okay, thank you for answering this question, Harold.
Thank you, Andy.
And I wish you have a happy stay here in Berlin.
Thank you. There will be an intensive tomorrow and on Saturday and let's see what happens. I really do not know.